And just like in the regular season, we will be talking about the Seattle Seahawks after we talk about the San Francisco 49ers.
Right.
Wow. This early, and let's take some jabs.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let me jump into something. I'm glad you mentioned the Niners right quick. Just a couple of notches on them that happened yesterday after we recorded. Number one, apparently they've signed Austin Colley. Is that his name?
Yes.
From a former Colt. And for some odd reason, they chose to sign a wide receiver after losing yet another player when Chris Culliver went down with a MCL tear. They had to cart him off the field yesterday, so yeah, we're down yet another player.
I mean, yep. The only thing I can figure out of this is, I mean, I don't want to make this comparison because I think they're opposite ends of the spectrum. What if Harbaugh is kind of like Belichick, where he finds athletes and turns them into what he needs? What if he gets some of these extra receivers and turns them into secondary guys to help his ailing players?
Well, he is a very intelligent coach.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yep.
Well, that's the 49ers are on Seattle.
Speaking of the signing, Seattle also signed Early Doucette today. Yep. To a one-year deal, I believe.
And I was just having a conversation with a good friend of mine on Facebook about it a minute ago, he said that makes the Percy Harvin loss kind of less severe. He can kind of pick up some of the early carries that maybe Harvin would have had.
I agree.
I didn't see the Harvin loss as being that big of a deal. Like I said yesterday, Harvin was just an addition to a team that was already good. They just said, okay, let's go add somebody. They didn't have last year, and they were good. So not having him this year, they're still the same team they was last year.
Well, I agree, but they had changed some of the plays around to match Harvin's skill set, because between him and Russell Wilson, it was going to be a whole lot more like just crazy, probably misdirections and all kinds of like Wes Welker routes.
Yep. Now, speaking of Russell Wilson, how much do you think he is going to improve from what we saw last year to what we should expect this year realistically? I know there's a lot of Seahawks fans out there that saw last year and are saying Super Bowl year this year for Russell Wilson. What do you think a realistic goal is for Russell Wilson this year?
It's going to be the same. It's going to be the same thing. I mean, I don't think he's going to get no better. I don't think he's going to get any worse. I think it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same thing. He's not a great quarterback. I mean, he's good. He's real good. But
a lot of potential and upside. But yeah,
it was yes. But you know, I mean, he's better than subpar. But he's just I don't know. It's hard to explain exactly what he is. But it's, I mean, I don't see a very big upside, but I don't see him sliding at all. That's just, you know, what I think. He's a quarterback.
But it's one of those, he got into a good situation. Clearly he's better than Matt Flynn, at least in the way Pete Carroll likes to run an offense. But Carroll also came from college, where a lot of things run smoothly before you hit the pros.
Yeah,
I agree. I think the big thing to save Russell Wilson last year was obviously his feet and mobility in the pocket, and the fact that he is one of the defense, and the fact that he was one of the most accurate quarterbacks on plays 20 yards or more down the field out of all the quarterbacks in the NFL last year. I think those explosive big plays took the wind out of the sails to a lot of the teams that he was playing against last year.
Yeah, I definitely agree. See.
Yeah. I think I was in some field advantage, and the defense bailed him out on Russell Wilson. In my opinion, I see Russell Wilson taking a step this year. Yeah, that came out. I see him having a sophomore slump. I don't see him changing up their schemes, and easier to stop him than it will be to stop RG3.
So Chris Morrison had listed out all 32 quarterbacks, the starters. Russell Wilson at number 11. He's in between Cam Newton at 12 and Colin Kaepernick at 10.
You know, the Kaepernick thing is a whole so and he's so flashy. And honestly, you know, nobody really – everybody tried to say – I spent yesterday stuff and everything, but everybody tried to say with him that he played in a weak division in college. That's why his numbers were so good. Other quarterbacks have been in that weak division and not put up. So that's stupid to say that.
Yeah.
So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, you go ahead.
So Wilson, he was drafted in – I mean, so was Tom Brady. But he was overlooked for – that's what I'm saying. So I don't know where I'm at.
I agree with that assessment. I think he's around Cam Newton, Colin Kaepernick. I mean, I know Colin Kaepernick has made it to an NFC Championship game, won a Super Bowl. But I really see those quarterbacks as the third tier. Not necessarily not necessarily third tier, but just as what they all matter for all three of those quarterbacks. I would argue for Andrew Luck in that group as well. They're the young, the up and coming, cheers, and you know, the brilliance you just look at for the stats and all. And I think I just really big for a lot of quarterbacks. This Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, and Colin Kaepernick, all three are really quarterbacks that you could throw in that same mold.
Well, it's got you, like you said just a while ago, that Wilson hits a sophomore slump. It's not Kaepernick's sophomore year, but it kind of is as a starter. Is he going to hit the slump? He's more advanced in the NFL league.
As many weapons they have, you know, if he can't make positive numbers like he did, like, it doesn't have to be where he was last year when he was starting. If he can be mildly successful without the weapons,
yeah, I see Kaepernick taking a step back just because not a huge step, but I see Russell Wilson take a bigger step because I don't believe Russell Wilson has the same athletic ability that Colin Kaepernick had. Saying that Colin Kaepernick played a full season as a starting quarterback in the NFL, so I think Russell Wilson is going to take a bigger step compared to Colin Kaepernick this year.
I'm going to say, Seattle realm here, get into. They're a big-time player, and they have a ton of big-times, you know. But Sean Lynch is one of those running backs that, I mean, he should be on everybody's wall.
But
on
now, that's taken them a lot.
Nope. Stop that. Nope.
That's right. So, I mean, that takes away a weapon right there.
You know, is Marshawn Lynch going to be hindered by the new rule? Are the free agents they brought in going to be enough? Is that defense going to hold up? What do you think is going to be for the Seattle Seahawks?
I mean, them, every this year, you know, happy to be here. And this division's different. Clearly, last year it's going to be 9, 10, 11 of these guys. But, I mean, it just depends on how they play against each other as to who gets higher to wild card.
Daniel?
I see a 10-11 win season. Like last year, we're going to split 49ers. Jeremy's is saying that there's been coming team on every division. I'm like, answer the cards because they both suck.
Talk about that next week.
Big difference.
For the first time since, we can't count quarterback, I don't think.
I have to say, I'm gonna have to stick with Daniel on this one. I'm gonna go 10-6 season for these, Seattle Seahawks. I think this before, I think there's three divisions in the NFL, 2 to 3 games. I think it's the NFC East, I mean the NFC West, AFC West, and the NFC South. I truly believe that the 49ers are gonna take this.
Cliff, I don't know, to me, like, it's almost a crapshoot between two of them. You could about flip a coin and win a division, but over in the playoffs.
And they're gonna play the part of every team anyway. Say happy birthday to myself tomorrow. Okay. Right.
Happy half of the NFC West. Stay tuned next week. We'll cap the other half of the NFC West. Connect your just take Monday and Tuesday off because all it's going to be is the Rams and the Cardinals. They're not honestly NFL time. But for Bryce, Jeremy, and the absent Billion, a wrap up of the Sep Sports Club's 32 for 32. Stay tuned next to the teams, guys.
I'm waving.